Just before a NAFTA deadline, the U.S. Commerce Department said it would cut duties on Canadian softwood from just under 19% to just under 1%. But it also said, even though it was complying, it doesn't agree and adds that the case is not final. Since 2002, the U.S. has collected more than $3.5 billion in duties which the Canadians say are illegal and want returned. Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, in launching his election campaign this week, lambasted his main opponent, Conservative leader Stephen Harper, on the issue.
He has been silent. He has been silent as we have defended Canadian workers against the Americans on softwood lumber, such a vital issue, and yet Stephen Harper has had nothing to say.
Washington has said it wants a negotiated settlement, but with NAFTA ruling five times in Canada's favor and thousands of jobs lost in the country's forestry industry, the mood north of the border appears uncompromising. For the GLRC, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.